Sifo-Dyas compressed his lips. The judicials and the Jedi will maintain peace.
There's certainty in your voice, Plagueis said. But let me pose a question. If discontent spreads and intersystem conflict breaks out, if member worlds threaten secession as Serrano threatened in times past, would your loyalties not be divided?
The Republic will be preserved, Plagueis grinned.
Again, that comforting confidence. But suppose the Republic's goals were not in keeping with the greater good. Suppose conflict grew to become actual schism.
The two Jedi traded looks.
In the absence of armies, there can be no war, Dooku said. Are the Jedi not an army? Or at least capable of becoming one should the need arise?
We were an army at one time, but our enemies were vanquished, Sifo-Dyas said with deliberate vagueness. No matter the extent of the conflict, we would attempt to forge a peace, and without becoming the ruling body you seem to fear. Plagueis didn't reply immediately. Sifo-Dyas was proving to be even more interesting than Dooku, though in a different way. Only a misguided sense of loyalty to the Jedi Order kept him from giving voice to the real extent of his apprehensions.
And yet you say, forge a peace. That has the ring of semantics to it, Master Sifo-Dyas. But for the sake of argument, what if the disaffected systems raised an army? Wouldn't the Jedi be obligated to serve and protect the Republic?
Sifo-Dyas forced an exhale. From where would these hypothetical armies arise? The outlying systems lack the resources. Realizing his error, he trailed off. Plagueis waited a moment, his satisfaction concealed.
I didn't mean to suggest that the Republic is purposely depriving the outlying systems of the right to self-determination. I'm merely speculating because I do see a growing threat.
Dooku regarded him.
You are not alone in seeing it, Magister. Then one final question, if I may. If attacked, would you counterattack? The Republic has pledged to remain demilitarized, Dooku said. It would militarize only in the instance of a perceived threat.
Once more, you've reframed your initial question, Magister Damask, Sifo-Dyas interrupted, a new fire in his eyes. You're hypothesizing an attack on the Jedi Order itself.
I suppose I am, Plagueis said self-deprecatingly. I suppose I was thinking of the recent assassination of Senator Vidar Kim. A Jedi was involved, if I'm not mistaken.
That matter is being looked into, Sifo-Dyas said in a controlled voice. There's no evidence to suggest that the Jedi in question was targeted. The silence that followed was broken by the voice of Jocasta Nu, who was summoning the Jedi to the far side of the conference room. Plagueis studied Sifo-Dyas peripherally. While Nu and the others conferred, he thought back to the conversation he'd had with Sidious on Sojourn.
We will have to exploit their self-righteousness and blind obedience to the Republic, Sidious had said at one point. The Jedi must be made to appear the enemies of peace and justice, rather than the guardians.
Mulling it over anew, Plagueis began to wonder whether he had taken the wrong approach on Kamino. Perhaps, he thought, it would be better to have the Kaminoans create an army capable of fighting alongside the Jedi rather than against them. Sifo-Dyas was the first to return to Plagueis' corner of the room, as if eager to continue the conversation.
Lest you're thinking of investing in military enterprises, Magister, I can assure you that the Republic will not reverse its stance on demilitarization.
His words were forceful but lacked certainty.
The Rusan reformations will not be repealed.
Plagueis showed the palms of his hands.
And I can assure you, Master Jedi, that my questions were in no means motivated by thoughts of profit. I don't wish to see the Republic caught off guard. For now, I'll place my faith in the Jedi, and in the belief that an army could be raised if necessary.
Sifo Dyas's gaze faltered. Out of thin air? Unlikely, Magister.
Grown, then.
Manufactured, you mean?
No, I was being literal, Plagueis said. But I know of only one group that might be up to the task. The group who grew laborers to work the mines of Subterral.
Puzzlement wrinkled Sifo Dyas's face. I'm not familiar with Subterral.
Plagueis was about to mention Kamino when he spied Jocasta Nu approaching, and a feeling from deep in the dark side rose up inside him, strangling his voice box, as if refusing to let the word escape.
I apologize, Master Jedi, he said when he could. The name of the group was on the tip of my tongue, but I seem to have swallowed it.